Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for news. Here's Heather.
Well, the Big Ten has come down hard on Michigan State, issuing the university the largest fine the conference has ever handed out, and it's all due to the tunnel incident. So on Monday, the Big Ten revealed that it has fined MSU $100,000. The Big Ten also did extend the suspension of redshirt sophomore Kerry Crump, another 8 games on top of the 4 that he has already served. And then they did say 6 other players who were also all suspended by the university. They said, you know what, that is sufficient punishment enough. So those won't be suspended any longer.
You know, look, I mean, Tom Izzo's a little pissed off about it, but we'll get into that later in the show. Oh, $100,000. Well, what's $100,000? Okay. You know, Ishby could write him a check to cover it if they're worried about that. And the fact that Michigan, because it was their tunnel, just got the reprimand, the slap on the wrist for basically the fan. It was, they said, or at least Ward Manuel said it was because the fan touched Tucker. But when you read the whole Big Ten thing, it was because they didn't have, you know, good enough security in their own facility as well. But I don't know. To me, you have $100,000 for one and nothing for the other. I understand why people are upset a little bit.
So two former Oxford school board members held a press conference on Monday to talk about the Dudley High School shooting. Former school board president Tom Donnelly and treasurer Corey Bailey said Oxford High School went against district policy by not sending Ethan Crumbly home after, you know, demonstrating some concerning behavior. They said that there has been a policy that has been in the district system for years, and it reportedly outlines how to train teams to look for these early warning signs, these expressions of violence in whether it's writings or drawings or any threats of violence. And basically, the school didn't follow that policy. Donnelly says that the suspected shooter should have also taken this emotional assessment in 2020 and 2021, that just these steps weren't followed. And basically they say that this could have been prevented.
Yes.
And now they're speaking forward because they want other districts to
implement this.
Yes. And kind of, unfortunately, learn from what happened here. And they also say more info will be coming out soon. You guys, there's a movie being shot here in Detroit again, which is really cool.
Have they called you?
They have not. You know what? I better get my number out there. They might need some extras. I don't know. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is currently being shot right here in Detroit.
Is Eddie in it? Is Axel Foley? Eddie's in town?
He's in town. Pretty cool.
So come to my house, Gus.
They started filming on Sunday, and they're going to continue filming through Friday. So if you're in the area, certain roads might be closed, different alleyways. They did warn residents that stunt driving will be taking place, which is pretty cool.
Is Judge Reinhold going to be here, too? Wow. The last time there was the big movie here when, what was his name, Zack Snyder produced the...
there was
the Superman Batman thing. We had people were some of our listeners who were like caterers and drivers.
Oh yeah,
they would call in. So if you're driving Eddie Murphy around or Judge Reinhold, send them our way.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're. I mean, they are starring in the movie.
Yeah.
So you would imagine they must be here unless they're just shooting
these stunt
cool
double
scenes,
right?
Like maybe the actors aren't here, but they gotta be here. Right?
You would think so.
Come on, it's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
We haven't had a movie here in a while, so. Yeah. That's nice. Also nice, for the first time since late 2019, the TSA processed more than 2.5 million travelers in a single day at airports across the country on Sunday. And it was actually the busiest travel weekend since the start of the pandemic. But they do say air travel is still below pre-pandemic levels, but very, very close. So on Sunday, we had 2.56 million travelers that went through TSA. On the same day last year, in 2019, not last year, because that would not be right. There was 2.88 million. So we're right there.
Right there.
I had to drive my daughter to the airport on Saturday morning.
Was it crazy?
No, Sunday morning. It was not crazy.
Oh, good.
I was kind of stunned, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
That it wasn't busier. I would have been a little bit too.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Heather. All right. Coming up next, conversation with Jim Harbaugh here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.